News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
I'm joined now by Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, and Padraig Cribben, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome to News Talk Breakfast. Adrian, I might come to you first of all. Obviously, there's been a lot of horse trading between government and industry, and there's been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and confusion, indeed, for people who might want to go. But are you happy currently with the kind of restrictions that have been, I suppose, put on the industry? And is it going to be workable for you and your members?
Good morning, Ciara. We've had a very robust conversations with the government officials over the last number of weeks. We have to work within the method parameters and recommendations to the government. It's not where we want to be, but we must work within those in order to get businesses back open. Obviously, this will be within a short time period because there is a sunset clause within the legislation, which will fall or resumed in at the end of September. So it will add extra work to businesses, but we are moving in the right direction. The key date now is next Monday to get indoor hospitality reopened, subject to the Cabinet signing off and the legislation being passed by the President. And we need to get to see those guidelines in print format, distributed to businesses as soon as possible, because the time is ticking and businesses need to start to prepare for what is required of them to adhere to what will be the law of the land.
Okay, and let me bring Padraig in. Padraig, I mean, there's talk of things like an app being developed, a QR reader, so that your members who are being told that they have to check punters who are coming to the door, they're not allowed to check them inside, they're checking them at the door, whether or not they are vaccinated. Have you heard when you might get this app or when this app might be available to you?
Good morning, Ciara. Just one thing that I'd like to clarify before I answer the question is that we're talking about indoor drinking and our dining, not just indoor dining, which is important. Yeah, we believe the app will be ready by the end of the week. We're told it will be available from gov.ie. But it's important to clarify because there are areas of the country where broadband is not sufficiently strong to take these kind of devices. There are areas, you know, there will be some operators who may not be digitally aware enough, so that not alone will there be the digital option, there will also be a paper-based option as well.
Okay, so you'll have both. How do you feel about the fact that people within your hospitality, different venues will not be allowed to attend the bar, for example, to buy a drink, and there will be table service only in pubs? Quite a different offering for people who might be going to the pub.
Yes, and I mean, these guidelines were in place, that particular guideline was in place when we were open for a short period last year. Look, this is not ideal. This is challenging. This is not where we want to be, but it is the reality of what we need to do to get opened and to trade again. And many of the businesses that I represent have not traded since March of last year, apart maybe from 14, 15 days. And at this time of the year, in certain parts of the country, if they don't operate at this time of the year, because they're depending on a tourism option, they're not going to survive the winter coming. So there are challenges, there are additional costs involved with what we're going to have to do. But, you know, so be it. Those challenges.
You're willing to work with it. I know there was lots of conversations around the 105 minutes, whether or not there would be time restrictions. And we think that has been abandoned. But there still looks like it's going to have, Padraig, the 11:30 curfew. Considering everybody in your establishments are going to be vaccinated, do you think it's reasonable to impose a curfew on people?
No. I think if everybody in there is vaccinated, it doesn't make sense. And bear in mind that at 11:30, you won't have anybody unvaccinated, because even if there are young people under 18 allowed in, there is a time restriction. They have got to be gone off the premises at this time of the year by 10 o'clock, in the winter time by 9 o'clock under law. So
there'll be no children on your premises at that hour of the evening, and there will be only vaccinated adults.
It'll only be vaccinated people. And it doesn't make sense. But, it is for a relatively short period of time. And it is one of the factors that that's there to get okay. open. And it's really, to a certain extent, it's a little bit of a Hobson's choice. It's this, or you stay closed yeah, until September, yeah. October.
And that point has been made by industry on several occasions. Look, let me just bring Adrian back in finally. Adrian, the ongoing conflicting messages, and I think there are conflicting messages between what CMO Tony Holohan has said about unvaccinated children, that they shouldn't be brought indoors, and the Taoiseach coming out and saying that it's reasonable that people, you know, should make the choice. Maybe they might prefer to eat outdoors, but if they have to go indoors is fine. Where do your members stand on all of that? Because that's going to create some difficulty. You may find situations in various establishments where one table complains that there's children at the table next to them and kind of unheard of things like that could be foreseen here.
Well, it's very important now that the guidelines are published as quickly as possible so everybody understands exactly what is required from both the public, from employees and employers, exactly how these new guidelines will work. The CMO advises and government governance. So today the cabinet will sign off on these guidelines, and essentially that will become our blueprint to how we operate, be it for underage children coming in, along with vaccinated adults into premises, how we operate our businesses around checking COVID certs, how we operate our business right. within this new regime. So
you couldn't foresee establishments refusing families, though?
It's up to each establishment how they operate their business and what internal policies they may have themselves. So, you know, we're going to try and work around this. You know, you mightn't have a restaurant that might be able to take all of the seats, all families, you know,
right.
may have certain seats
yeah.
designated towards it.
We will leave it there. Thank you both very much for that. That is Adrian Cummins, their CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, and Padraig Cribben, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland.